Miami, oh my God. You've been asking, honey, and we heard you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are bringing the seat to your city. That's right, bitches. The Queen's Supreme Court is coming to Miami, Florida. Girl, are y'all hot yet? Is your hot? Ladies and gentlemen, I am bringing Funky Doniva Ross, honey, the queen reading bitch, and my girl Jessie Wu. We gonna come down there, honey, because we are Miami's own and Miami's finest, baby. So get your tickets on www.eventbrite.com. Once again, that's www.eventbrite.com, because, bitch, we are coming to the city. The Queen's Supreme Court is on its way. Oh, yes. Club Rain, get ready. Get ready. Get your tickets, bitch. Get your tickets.
Is it on? Is it on, honey? Is this bitch recording? What's up, YouTube land, Twitter land, Instagram land, Snapchat, Grindr, Scruff, BGC, Jack, Facebook, Periscope, and last but not least, every single one. Every single one. Every single one of my bitches. Christian Mingle and the lands all across the land. This is your girl, T.S. Madison. I'm coming to you loud, live, and always and forever in color from the Queen's Supreme. The Queen's Supreme. The Queen's Supreme Court. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first show of our first podcast of the new year, honey. Today is the seventh day of the year, girl. Have y'all made any money at all?
That's the question.
Have y'all made any money at all?
Fuck losing weight.
Have you made any money? Is you talking about a new year, new you with them old bills? Yeah. Let me tell y'all something, baby. We here loud, live, and in color. And let me tell you something. I am so excited. I've been getting calls, texts, emails, Facebooks, Instagrams, all of the things of all the things, child. And girl, my guest is here, the infamous. Infamous.
Don't put that famous shit on me.
I put infamous. Infamous. Tasha K.
Tasha K, bitch, what's up?
Natasha, I got calls from friends, enemies, cousins.
They told you don't bring that bitch on the bench.
Listen, one thing I had to let the children know that this is my show.
Oh, okay.
If they didn't know.
If they didn't. Tasha, what people don't know, I'm going to spill this tea right here on this thing. Like, when I was going through those situations last year, Tasha K was actually on the sidelines assisting, helping me to try to get my channel back and all of the things or whatever. So Tasha K hasn't done anything to TS personally. Nothing to me. Now, I don't know what them celebrities done got themselves into that hot water, but hey, it is what it is.
Celebrities make my goddamn check. I got to eat.
But hey, it is what it is, honey. So, I mean, tonight we got an overflowing docket. Like, it's an overflowing docket. And Tasha K is actually sitting in the chair getting her makeup touched up by the infamous.
She got me looking pretty. I don't do
pretty.
This shit. I'm a country bitch.
But she look good over here. Baby, listen. Look. Tasha K rolled up in here. She was like, listen, Madison, I don't know what it's hitting for. This is my first time meeting you in person. Baby, she got four arm guards. Girl, they sit around the table.
She may not have four, but she does have one.
I got one, okay?
She got four arm guards around here. She was like, listen, I'm tiptoe. I'm pregnant. I ain't got time to be head
pregnant,
throwing.
But if I'd have had this baby, I would have left his ass in the house.
No, he a real nice man. He don't drink. He don't smoke. Ladies, if you're looking for men that don't smoke, how I got a crush on a straight man?
So friendly.
I got a question on the straight
man. Because I know that's the kind of man you like. You like a straight man.
But straight men like me, though.
But you don't like the fair dots.
No. Like you, Craig?
No.
No, listen, now I will hit you from the back.
I'm not a fair dot.
Listen, you stand up.
He's some of that old R. Kelly shit.
Craig, you stand up the wrong way. I will slide a 9-inch dildo in your back, baby.
Oh, shit.
Well, it will be a 10-inch dildo with me. And it wouldn't be a dildo. It will be a Theodora. Now, ladies and gentlemen, contrary to popular belief, tonight we're going to be doing tonight's show is going to be a little bit different for Tasha, because Tasha is very expose and I'm very commode. We know we like to laugh, and so tonight we're just going to do a lot of we're going to do more laughing about stuff than we doing busting them hoes down, because Tasha K busts them down on her program.
On her program.
On her program.
Tasha
K busts them down. I be over there cringing sometimes, like, God, oh Jesus, oh Father, please, Tasha, let up off, get your foot off the neck. Now tonight we're not dealing with any names, anything. We're not doing any. If your name ain't in the headlines in 2019, we ain't talking about you.
Shit. Why?
Why?
I need a check. If your name don't bring in no motherfucking check, don't worry about it. Sit on the sidelines and clap, bitch.
She got you in 2018, but 2019, if you ain't in the headline.
Who on the docket for 2019?
Child, well, listen, we ain't gonna tell them all who on the docket. That means they got to watch the show, and if you done watch the show, you got to come back and listen here. Craig put the docket together. Now, Craig, you know this. You know because Craig has deemed himself showrunner.
I did not deem myself at anything.
And take 10% of the earnings.
Oh my God!
Not lying. It ain't but five.
For those of you that
he
are
gotta
listening.
Get some.
Yes, it ain't but 5%, child. Actually, it's 3.
But my bills are paid.
Your bills gonna stay paid. You know why? Cause you got black knees and black elbows.
Oh.
And one thing you gotta understand about a bitch with black knees and black elbows, they bills better be paid.
They motherfucking better. That shit hurts.
Yes, to have black knees and black elbows.
Okay.
Now, Tasha, I was gonna interview you and all this stuff, but child, I ain't gotta go through that. Them people know who you is. They watch you, they see whatever, and I'm not gonna ask you
but
about
I mean,
anything.
You can ask me.
No, you know why, Tasha? Cause
you know these motherfuckers know they love my business.
I know, Tasha, but I ain't touching none of that. Let me tell you, if your name ain't in the headlines in 2019, we ain't interested. Right, Craig?
We're not
interested.
We're not.
Now, listen, hold on. Now, she looks so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Man, she got me looking good.
Yes,
she
I like that Chinese. Good. You gonna put a lash on her? Ooh!
She got my pregnant ass looking good.
Ooh, baby, that husband gonna come and knock that baby to the side, baby. You hear me? Shock is gonna come knock that baby. He gonna slam dunk.
You know we African, too. He can position the baby.
Better move that baby to the side and put another baby in that mama.
Be like, goddamn, how your baby's 3 months apart? Did you still pregnant?
Move that baby over to the side and put another baby in that mama. You know, this is the type of show that we're having tonight. For those of you that was expecting foolishness and controversy, man. Like,
we're professional.
We're professional. We're gonna laugh. Like, we're gonna laugh. We're gonna Jones. Now, we definitely Jonesing on R. Kelly. Because R. Kelly.
Like deep into that R. Kelly.
So, listen.
His ass like he like it.
We ain't the only ones digging deep in it. Because according to sources. Like the surviving R. Kelly story, child. They say that man like 13-inch dildos down the back of his spine. I was like, R. Kelly?
Mm-hmm. And he only likes 17-year-olds to put him there.
And child, they say he upgraded from 12 to 17, honey.
Oh.
They say he like his girls like they liked their rims back in the 90s, child. 12.
So colorful.
24. Oh, that's too high. Wow. Don't she look good?
Yes.
You like it? Do you like it, Tasha?
Bitch.
Looks good.
You like it?
I'm feeling like I'm from the city, bitch.
Yes! So, I mean, we're definitely talking about R. Kelly, but for me, like, R. Kelly is a really trending topic right now, but I want to dig deep into that Wendell, Bartholomew, Orenthal, Rufus, Clyde, Theodis, Pookie, L. Dover, James and the Giant Peach, Hezekiah Walker Williams. Sis, what's wrong with your arm, girl? What's wrong with your arm? Child, they say she slipped and fell on a banana peel, child, and broke the side of her shoulder. But they say her, how you that age and your bones so fragile? Child, that man got to run around there like a chicken with her head cut off, rearing about that man over there trying to.
Look, she done got her extra client.
Look, Tasha looking so good over here. She ain't even think about the podcast. She's like,
she ain't even put the lip on yet. Look.
Tasha, so tell us what you think. Just a smidge, just a little bit.
For, think of who? Who? Wendy. I missed it.
Wendy. Wendell.
I'm going to need Wendy.
Bartholomew Orenthal, Rufus Clyde, Theodore Spooky Eldover, James and the Giant Peach, Hezekiah Walker Williams.
Look, there's something that I'm going to need Wendy to do.
What is it?
And I think her man may come back home. But they got to watch. They got to watch the show to get this information.
Okay. All right.
Wendy got to submit what they call the receipts.
On her own self.
Her own self. Mm-hmm. Because there's a reason why he left her for a woman that was pregnant. Mm. She ain't telling us something.
You know what they
I'm
say.
I'm going to need that receipt, Wendy. But I'm going to tell you what that receipt is on the show tonight.
You know what they say. You know what they say about pregnant coochie.
They said, what they say, baby? They hold on,
they said it's warm.
Gushy.
Moist.
What is it? What is it again? What is it?
Moist.
That's how my uncle say that shit. Like he spent 25 years in prison. He said that shit moist.
Moist. like a warm bread pudding with raisins.
What it feel like, baby? All of the above.
I ain't never had none of a day in my life. I'm scared of it. Cause the way they got R. Kelly on trial, I'm scared of all of it, baby. He started at 12, child. I'm scared of it.
No, he started at 6.
Oh, wait a minute. You got some.
R. Kelly stopped fucking his sister at 6. You didn't get that wine that dropped on my channel. Mm-hmm. His brother, we flew his brother in Carrie, and he gave me a picture of old fat ass Teresa.
That's his mama.
That's his sister.
The Teresa.
And she was forcing them to give her oral sex. He said he got an erection at 6. Him and R. Kelly had to take turns. Whoever got to go outside was free that day.
Wait a minute. So the brother and Aura
was both fucking.
What's the brother name, Craig?
Carrie.
Carrie Kelly.
Carrie
with a K.
With a C.
So C and Aura. Yeah.
Yes.
C and Aura.
Gave me a picture of her. Said here she go, and she lived around the corner from me too. I ain't talked to that hoe in 12 years.
Because they kept talking on the docuseries about being molested by a family member.
Yeah, but I got that wine. See, Lifetime ain't get that shit.
Why? Well, Lifetime's scared, but ain't.
I ain't scared. You can't be scared to get in this business.
I know, you know, but you know, I like to sleep in the bed comfortably at night. I get tired of rolling over. I get tired of rolling over there, going up under that thing, get that machine gun, saying, what y'all niggas said? Any one of y'all niggas thinking I'm soft because I got titties in the dick, bitch. I'm gonna gun it out. Titties in the top and the bottom.
No, you got top, bottom, and ass.
And that too. But I just want a nigga to know I'm from Dade County, DAB. I ain't scared of a motherfucking thing. But I do like to sleep comfortably at night. Especially with.
See, I mean, I came from a background of molestation, so I don't have no mercy for these motherfuckers.
Give me some of that.
No mercy.
Did you get some?
No, I need to get
what y'all, what? Did y'all premix that shit or did it come like that?
Listen, so when you had. When you say.
Oh, you popping off. Is this live?
No, they sending me information for the docket tonight, honey. So listen, so when you say you came from a background of molestation,
mm-hmm.
are you a victim or are you no?
I'm a victim.
No, Tasha.
Yeah, 6 years old. Giving my uncle head.
Tasha, no.
Yeah. But I ain't no victim. I'm a survivor.
Where is the uncle now? Is he?
Oh, they shipped him off to Orlando. So my granddaddy was the sheriff of our town in Panama City, and because, you know what I'm saying, it was his nephew, he just made a, you know, like a plea with the judge. Right.
So you're never like in a room with him like Thanksgiving or anything like that?
Oh no, I ain't seen him since they shipped his ass off and made the deal. So
Tasha, have you forgiven him?
Yeah, it took a while. I mean, I wanted to put a bullet in his head a few times.
So let me ask you something. Yeah, that's show off. I love it.
He a show off.
So did it cause any type of, did that experience cause any type of uneasiness, like when you first started having sex?
She a happy too.
Girl, this little Hall of Magic got to that.
Oh no, you better tell her. You don't know nothing about this here. That motherfucker is deadly right there, but you don't know nothing about this.
This blow your back out.
Yeah, and this blow your front out, because that's where I'm going.
You see, I'm shooting at that white man right over there.
Sometimes you said it did cause you uneasiness when you first started.
Yeah, I mean, childhood, like, trauma all the way up until adulthood. I probably didn't get over that until I was, like, what, 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, it started with him. He was the only person that actually touched me. But then as I got older and became a teenager, it was either like my cousin's friends. You know, they would follow me to the bathroom, like pull down their pants and try to ask me to like.
And this is because they knew?
They didn't know. That's just how they were.
That's how boys are.
That's how they. These were grown men. Hell, in the high school, the coaches was fucking the cheerleaders.
So now how did you get past that? So, like, when you started to have your own relationships, like, you didn't have, like...
Yeah, I was... Issues? Yeah, and I don't...
Intimacy issues?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when I was 18, and I think I shared this on my channel, I just gave my virginity to, like, anybody. Yeah. It didn't matter.
Tasha, no.
Yeah. Why you crying? I'm 36 years old.
It's better to give it to somebody than have somebody try to take it. At least then.
Yeah, it was like a power.
Like
move
a few of them girls
is
up there giving it to R. Kelly.
Well, that was what they were saying about R. Kelly. It became a power play for him because he was a victim as a child.
Who that?
Candace Tarter.
Once he started having sex, he, according to the psychologist on the show, he started having sex with children so that he could always be in control. He
right.
Could be the one with the
and
problem.
That's the thing. And that's what you'll see with most predators. They like the control. Like
right.
With my uncle, he gave specific instructions to me at 6 years old on what to do, where to, you know, where to live, where to touch it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I remember that.
See,
shit.
I've never been like, and a lot of people think that because you LGBT that you've been molested, you've been touched, you've been probed and fondled. I just looked at men's and I thought that was they was God's gift to earth. I love men's.
You love who?
I mean, I love men's too. But there's unfortunately some fucked up ones out there.
It's a whole heap of them.
So, I mean,
that's why you supposed to sick me on it because I tear them up.
Yeah, tear them up.
They called me Black Beans at home.
And a lot of people ask,
free holeless negros.
Why are you so hard?
Like, tear a nigga's stomach up.
I don't play that shit when it come to kids and children.
Yeah, I don't like
hard.
That. And
like,
I get, no, I'm joking, but like me being very serious about this, I get very angry and upset because it's a difference. You could be angry but not upset.
Mm-hmm.
You could be upset, but I'm getting angry and upset because they like to put pedophilia on
they associate that
with gay and with children. Gay and kids.
Really right. Fucked up.
I don't have any desire for nothing. Baby, listen. I need you to start somewhere old. I need that thing to be all the way right. I don't need it to be half baked.
It needs to be
that needs to come out of the oven ready. And at a certain age, some children may think that they're ready.
Yeah.
You know, they may seem like you. Oh Lord, the lyrics of the damn song.
Right.
He was singing that to a child.
Yeah, and you go back and you listen to all these
girl,
lyrics.
Girl, are you ready? He said, girl, are you ready?
Somebody wrote the lyrics and say 18 something.
Yeah, 18 or older or 16 or younger.
Put the lyrics up. It's from that song, I Like the Cry.
Uh-huh.
From the 12 play. I mean, from the, yeah,
somebody
from the 12
put up a picture of a baby G. You know, one of them Barbie G's.
Yeah, I said I can't.
This is what R. Kelly. This how R. Kelly. This was an inspiration.
You remind me of your G. I wanna ride it or something like my side. I wanna bump it, baby. Hallelujah. And then get up. You know what I got a problem with too, Tasha?
What's up?
Them men's doing all of this filthy, dirty, low down, evil, nasty things to them children. And run over there to the church and they be. And he made that song. I canceled R. Kelly back when he sung. Where he put his penis in Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. I was done with him then.
Right.
Oh yeah.
But when he came out with that song, "You Save Me,"
yeah,
and all the black folks, they had the oh my god.
But even like, I Look to You for Whitney. You know what I'm saying? And he went and sang it at her funeral. You know, according to that docuseries,
Craig Tread Light.
The people were looking at.
Hold on, Craig. I need you to tread light by Whitney.
I'm just saying.
No.
They were saying there were people who felt a way.
I'm
going to
put my pistol back in my pocket.
Because they were saying that by the time Whitney took that song, all of these allegations were already going on about him. And so for him to be, you know,
it was after the trial and everything.
Yeah, it was after
so,
all of that.
Yeah.
Well, what about B2K? Bum, bum, bum. Because we're definitely talking
did
about
them.
Did
you see the picture of them in the bed with their drawers on together?
Who?
Yeah, back in the day.
Pull the photo. Had all three of them boys in the bed with drawers on.
But see, this is the
legs
thing.
Touch it.
They need to go do the Chris Stokes, surviving Chris Stokes.
Right.
Candace.
Oh, let me stop because I don't need to get no lawsuit against me. I ain't got no time for that.
Right. Yeah. So, but I mean, but you know, what we've all been saying this week is when you think back to when we were in high school, like there were always older guys that were coming to the high school who dated girls that we went to high school with, 10th grade girls, 9th grade girls, and there were girls who thought they were the shit because they were dating an older guy who had a car. You know what I'm saying? Really?
You know what I'm saying? But it was,
so my thing is that we're going
to fall for all of them. But no shade, it was normal. Like, no,
it was.
I got cousins. All my friends got picked up by 20-year-old, 30-year-old niggas every day, 16, 15 years old.
Right.
Come get them for lunch. Drop them back off after lunch. Come get them after school. Where you going?
Shit, I used to. That's how I met. But listen, no shade.
With his mama and shit at 30.
No shade. That's how I met the dope boys too.
And them the ones that really bought.
She's the cat's pajamas.
That's how I met the dope boys too, girl. Hey,
don't forget how Kurt met Rashida.
Who?
Kurt met Rashida.
Her mama gave Rashida to Kurt as like he was the guardian. She was 16. Mm-hmm.
You remind me
and
of
he
a
he been with her ever since. That's why she won't leave him. He owned everything. Everything is in his name.
Allegedly.
I was just gonna say.
Allegedly.
I broke this land.
Allegedly.
Uh-huh.
Oh no.
Girl, that eye is nasty.
Girl, really? She is over here sitting, honey. Baby, one thing about this girl right here,
this girl
gets deep into a natural illusion, honey. She gets deep into a natural, an illusion, all natural, baby. She say, listen, I tell her, when I want to go for a dragon, she gives me a dragon. When I want to go for a filet mignon, filet.
Oh no.
A salmon filet. Not mignon, because that's still tough meat. I like the... Craig, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Like, what's tough meat? What is
Girl,
it?
You a little
what
tough around it.
Oh, I'm tough around the edges.
Oh, okay.
Don't let my bird fool you. Don't let my bird fool you. I'm all soft, honey. You wouldn't know, because I wouldn't throw my legs up in there for you, girl. Trying to have me be an old dog.
Old
dog.
I finished?
Yeah, you got to take a picture of that right now, Tasha. I need to put my wig on so we can take a picture. Who's that, Craig?
Yes.
Who is it? Is it
Okay, no, use my phone. You look so pretty. Thank you for coming. I know, that's so cute. Thank you for coming. Have you met everybody, Candace?
Okay, tell me.
I keep whispering.
It's okay.
Candace,
hi.
Nice to meet you.
Candace, nice to meet you.
Listen, that child brought us a box of Krispy Kreme.
Why you bring them down? No, let's turn around and go. Hi.
You don't want any Krispy Kreme?
What's your name, sweetie?
Everybody, Scott is here. He just brought two boxes of heavy glazed Krispy Kreme.
Like this?
Heavy glazed.
Oh, because that light is in the back.
Yes.
Okay, heavy glaze. You know what? You might as well put one of them donuts on a napkin right now. Not right now, right now.
Okay, so let's go over two more things and then we're gonna keep this one, so that we could get the key in it. But Tasha.
What's up?
Let's talk about, since we're still talking about, okay. Hold on, Miss Mary. She's in full decon, hun.
Miss Mary?
Her and Reg is back there in deep coming.
Miss Mary cooking.
Oh, okay, they quiet now. Now listen, I love her. We do this every.
This your mama. You better be quiet now. So she whoop your ass.
Yeah, she will. Listen, Sparkle. First of all, I'm indicting Sparkle on charges of that bang.
Sparkle J. Blige.
I thought they could see me now.
Sparkle J. Blige.
Oh, beat up version of Sparkle of Mary J. Blige, child. And had the audacity to put that diamond thing on the side of her eye and sit it there. Hey, shit, my niece. I didn't even know.
Which one?
I can't believe I didn't even know that was my niece did. Oh my God, my niece. I can't believe I took my knee. How you gonna say you ain't even understand your knee? You took your knees around there.
Okay, thank you.
You took your knees around there, Sparkles.
She showed it, dropped off, had a lunch packed and every damn thing.
Wash
a Lunchable.
Listen, took some baby wipes, wiped the inside of a coochie eye, dropped her allegedly.
Well, that ain't no allegedly. She did that shit. She said it. She dropped the little girl off.
Ready. Seems like you're ready.
She saw her come up the next day. Tell my girl, what you doing over here? You brought me over here, auntie.
You know what I was doing. My legs was to the
moon.
My legs was to the moon.
That's fucked up, though. You take your knees right there to a grown-ass nigga. Hop. Come.
Right, and not just a grown-ass nigga, R. Kelly.
Okay. No, his wife couldn't even talk to him. His wife had to come downstairs.
Speaking of
his... Can I have something to...
Listen,
speaking... Oh, we got to say...
Speaking of his wife...
He said, yeah, go on, get your...
Listen,
plate.
Speaking of his wife, okay? Now, I ain't got no issue with Dreas. Not one.
I do.
Okay, Tasha do. But I ain't got no issue with Drea. I just need to understand people that's listening out there in these streets. Is you abusing, molested, or is you stepping in the name of love? What it is?
That's just my baby daddy. That's just my baby daddy. That's exactly what you're hollering. That's just my baby daddy. Ow.
So what is it going to be?
I'm trying to figure...
Now, she do look like a bowl of soup.
She do.
A bowl of what?
A soup?
How she look like a bowl of
soup? Oh, you are. I need your autograph. You bring a pregnant bitch donuts.
That's what bringing 19.
Okay.
Cases of Huggies. What you doing?
Wait a minute, Tasha. Why she look like a bowl of soup?
That bitch is blowing. That bitch, let me tell you something, that bitch blow so hard, he was coming, she blew the sperm off the top.
Wait, is it a cab or super progressive? Because you know progressive is in there.
Mm-mm. It was what's the chunky one?
Progressive.
Progressive is the chunky one.
Yeah. Campbell's is chunky.
No, Campbell's is one, the beach.
Campbell's is good.
The green and white can.
Oh, hold on, let me see.
So what's the green and white can?
Green and white.
It's
well,
the green and white can.
Progressive is like Marie Claire's.
Wait a minute, hold on, y'all. I'm getting a can of Progressive.
I'm not gonna mess up my lipstick.
I'm getting a pre-can.
Ooh, they warm too.
God. Wait a minute, now.
Look at my. Let me tell you something. He come home with donuts once a week. I'm like, what is you doing?
Maybe.
She looking for the soup, y'all.
I got the soup.
Which one is it?
Green and white.
It's the creamy tomato basil.
That's too light, though. I need the chunky one.
Hold on.
Chunky.
And this one got reduced sodium. I need something full of salt, full of sugar. Full of processed meat. Oh, don't bring it over here.
This girl got me being so
red number one.
I feel so messy, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so messy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
You may want to keep that lipstick out, girl.
I can't find no more soup, but I got a can of Libby's.
She got green beans. These will do. The green beans will do for Drea.
So we gonna take that on the bench tonight.
But we gotta do, yes.
Or we gonna take both of these on the bench.
We gonna send that bitch to a can of green beans. Tell her to blow them bitches out.
Well, I want her to get some of this progressive creamy tomato base.
No, we need the chunky one. You know, with the noodles, it's got the vegetables in there. It's got that processed meat that's been sitting in there for about 8 months.
You know what? We said the wrong thing. We said a can of soup. I got the can. What she really? Y'all hold on,
cause
we coming now.
Man, Miss Mary back here throwing down. I swear I'm at Thanksgiving right now.
Oh, Thanksgiving was too tasty.
I bet not miss no Thanksgiving day.
This is what she look like right here.
Spam, bitch.
Damn.
Spam. Yeah, that's Drea. Look. That's the face right there. You don't even need to fry it up. Just eat it right out the can.
You don't know me at home.
Y'all can't flip that spam like me.
Oh my God. It's
oh my
all
okay.
Listen, hold on.
We're going to be on
real time. That thing going to hit 10. We're going to be down there tearing them
you
up.
You know, my people slow too. I be 2 minutes late. They be ready to shut the fuck.
Listen.
Where you at?
Craig, you done hauled. You done hit it over there in the plate. Recording himself. Getting him something to drink.
Scott, come over here, hug my neck. I ain't seen you since Christmas.
Aww.
I ain't seen you since Christmas. Hey, this my children.
This is cutie.
My children.
How old are you? I don't want to catch no R. Kelly charge. Okay.
Oh, I'm old.
I'm sorry. I take that back. You an ugly little motherfucker.
You was handsome.
Okay, you was handsome until you told me your age.
Right. Craig, you get recorded. What? We get some more.
No, you need to add somebody else to the docket.
Oh, we got some folks.
Drake.
Oh.
Drake kissing that, funding that little 17-year-old breast on stage, kissing on her neck.
Well, all of this fall up under Ara Kelly's pretense.
Okay.
So when she told Drake how old she was,
and he said,
thank you for letting me rub all on your chest.
He said,
your breast.
He said your breast felt so good
against my chest.
But you know that the age for consensual sex in the state of Georgia is 16 years old.
Hold on, everybody quiet. If I catch a nigga around my house and my daughter's 16, 17, 18, and 19, I'm just gonna cut you. I'm just gonna.
No, you hear that back
there? I'm telling you.
You hear that fish back there
frying? That nigga ain't gonna leave the house. That nigga ain't gonna leave the house. He gonna be there. I'm telling you, they gonna have to dig up the motherfucking house looking for the nigga.
Tasha, do you hear that fish?
He came around here looking for your daughter. No, he wasn't here.
You hear that fish back there frying? That's some good grief.
Let him come around the house looking for my daughter.
Invite him to the house,
mm-hmm.
And then cook him a good pot of grease. And then somehow the grease is going to fly across the road.
I already told my husband, I said, when my daughter bring home boys, we got to be nice to him in front of her. You know, because if you try to say, he ain't good, she going to rebel.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, have him sit down. We going to feed him. Let me take that nigga in the back room.
That's the truth.
And be like, my name is Mike Lowry. Okay. I'm Mike Lowry.
Okay, baby. Look, she going to ask after dinner, where he go? He said he had to run, sweetie. I don't know what happened. He said he had to run. He said he missed you, though.
Yeah, he missed you. He loved
you. You know.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we got a crazy docket put together, Craig. Mm-hmm. We don't need to stay a long time. They just need to really watch the show.
Like, I could sip the nice.
Yeah, I wish you could, too. You do. Listen, because I gifted Tasha a nice bottle of wine. I don't really know what to go look for in wine. I walked in the store. I was like, listen, what's a good wine?
Kroger has good wine.
Oh, you get it?
And Publix.
Kroger and Publix, yeah.
Well, I went to the liquor store.
They got, you know, they got the pocket.
Can I show her the wine?
Yeah. That's
since we already here, this all the folks is going to be here tonight.
Okay, nice. Nice,
yeah,
nice.
I ain't want no.
You know, I ain't know if the other crew was gonna try to roll up. You know what I'm saying?
Behave, Tasha.
Okay, I like Stella Rosa. Ooh, you can make good sangrias with Stella Rosa.
See, I don't know about wine. Now, listen,
look, you got some fruit right now, some vodka or some rum. I make you a sangria right now with the Stella Rosa.
Well, I got vodka, rum, and fruit.
Look, I don't want you mixing because I don't want to clean up. You look, you may not can't handle yours. I don't want you mixing.
Listen,
now
I've been light sipping, but when we get on that bench, I'm finna pour it up.
Lord Jesus.
Watch my mouth fall out.
You gonna have some crab legs tonight on the bench? You ain't got no bench break coming through with no crab legs.
I kept it soft for you tonight. I ain't want no problem.
What? The crab legs?
No, I just kept it soft. That's why I had Miss Mary back there frying fish.
I mean, I know I'm pregnant and all
listen,
the shit.
No, listen. That's Craig Fish, Tasha. But you're welcome to have as many pieces
Craig
as you like.
Craig, back the hell up.
You're welcome.
She's pregnant, Craig. You might be pregnant. Ain't me.
Craig said, I hit a pregnant bitch today. My bitch got
you,
good. Don't you do that, because you know a hoe already said that I don't like black women around here. We ain't going to do that around here.
That's where the whole staff
is. Listen, me and my crew, we love our black women around here, and we protect our black women. That's why I'm telling Ara Kelly, I'll run you over in a Jeep.
Okay.
I'll rent a Jeep and run you over, Jeep Wrangler.
Over in that Jeep.
Bump, bump, bump. Speaking of bump, 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 what do you think about B2K reuniting and doing the tour?
They need the money. Fizz got child support and he got to take care of her Marion kids.
Girl, and how about Rodney?
You catch that?
Yeah,
he got to take care of
him and Omarion's kids. So, you know, Fizz got a baby with Moniece. And then now he dating Omarion's baby mama. And she ain't getting no child support from Omarion. So, Fizz on tour. Fizz the one taking the hit because Omarion going to keep his money. And he going to go buy his hoes and his talents.
But what
Fizz
about
be broke
Rod
by the end
B.
of the tour. Who?
He's doing something with that African millionaire.
I don't know nothing about that. I got to get ready for that. What am I Google?
You know what happened to Roz B?
Yeah, he the one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, saying that they had done held them down and shoved cock in them.
I didn't.
So he was having my all them peoples and things.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, with all, yeah, nature, all them. Yeah.
But didn't you know, I can't say that. I gotta wait till the podcast shut off because I was gonna bring something up. You know, big pores in the face. She looked like a.
Right.
Did she catch a case behind leaking that story?
Gorilla.
Yeah.
I heard.
She got sued.
I heard, but I heard it ain't stick.
It ain't stick. Okay.
Gorilla ain't on 2019's timeline, child.
She better pawn some of them shoes.
Oh. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's for our podcast. Please make sure that you are tuned in. The show is going to be phenomenal. And if this is probably going to air after the show.
Yeah.
So y'all make sure if y'all watch it, y'all listen to this now, go back and watch the show if you missed any tidbits. Wait, is it? What about Madonna's booty? We ain't say nothing about it.
Oh, Lord. Now, was that real? Was they fucking with Photoshop?
No, that was Madonna. She made a statement and said she could do anything with her booty as she liked. She said it's hers and she could do whatever she wanted to do with it.
See, Tupac did that to her. Because, you know...
She was right.
Tupac done fucked that woman head up. But he said he ain't want her. He couldn't be with her. Since she wasn't black, the community wasn't going to fuck with her.
Right.
So she, you know...
So that's why she been adopting all the black children.
Yeah.
She been adopting black children.
She thinks she black. I'm telling you.
Getting this... Kim Kardashian booty.
No. Kim Kardashian's ass actually looked better than hers. I don't know what the fuck she went and got.
But I ain't gonna front on y'all. I still feel like Kim Kardashian looks strange. She's strange looking.
Mm-hmm. She remind me, what, the Addams Family.
Morticia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was like, how you know the Addams Family don't know different
I know, cause I just...
Todd Bridges.
Ooh, listen, y'all. Now, listen. We was talking about it ain't nobody on the docket that ain't headlined in 2019. We had to go back and dig into the year 2018 in November. I don't know who in the hell hit Todd Bridges Willis.
Tip the fuck out.
I don't know who hit Willis, but Willis' whole head, they peeled that scalp back.
I'm trying to figure out who hit him.
Who hit him?
I'm going to issue a $25,000 reward.
To find out who hit him.
You find out who hit that nigga.
That nigga was up there throwing his fingers up, and next thing I know, that nigga fell back. I don't know. It seemed like he had got hit by one of them Pentecostal spirits. I thought he was in holding his church the way he went back.
Hell yeah.
I was like, now the world don't move.
That nigga went back for the 99 and the 2000.
Taking over, no, yeah. All right, y'all. We love you and thank you for listening to our podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also follow Tasha K on
Instagram, Unwind with Tasha K. YouTube, Unwind with Tasha K. And that's really it. Facebook, Unwind with Tasha K. You just Google Tasha K. Shit, I'm in everybody's motherfucking mouth.
Oh, yes.
The way it's supposed to be.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. All
right. Now I gotta go for me. Bye for now.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Quick, run that promo. Y'all need to see y'all in Miami. Run that commercial, quick.
Miami. Oh, my God. You've been asking, honey, and we heard you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are bringing the seat to your city. That's right, bitches. The Queen's Supreme Court is coming to Miami, Florida. Girl, are y'all hot yet? Is your hot? Ladies and gentlemen, I am bringing funky Dr. Eva Ross, honey, the queen reading bitch, and my girl Jessie Wu. We gonna come down there, honey, because we are Miami's own and Miami's finest, baby. So get your tickets on www.eventbrite.com. Once again, that's www.eventbrite.com, because, bitch, we are coming to the city. The Queen Supreme Court is on its way. Oh, yes. Club Rain, get ready. Get ready. Get your tickets, bitch. Get your tickets.